We bring in from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu. Week one of the preseason in the books. The Packers losing to the Titans in a sloppy game. It was a little bit of a monsoon there for a while. Brian, how do we feel 1 week in the books? How do we feel about the Packers and some of these position battles, some of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, despite the Packers having a loss, which hardly matters in the preseason, Mike McCarthy has actually been losing more games than he's been winning in preseason. But the main thing is that he's been winning more than he loses in the regular season. So Packers fans have to be happy about that. The thing more than anything on Saturday night they were looking at was who's going to make the roster and some of these roster battles that are shaping up. And the Packers definitely have a tough one at quarterback. Matt Flynn, kind of unimpressive, did very little moving the ball with his chances, getting the starting opportunity with Aaron Rodgers out of the game. They just kind of withheld some of the stars. Eddie Lacy didn't play. Jordy Nelson didn't play. So Matt Flynn gets the start, doesn't do much. But then Scott Tolzien, the product from Wisconsin, comes in and does pretty impressive, throws for more than 100 yards. Moves the ball up and down the field a little, didn't play a whole lot just because they had to get three quarterbacks into the game, but he was one of the stars.
Yeah, last year, of course, we talked so much about the quarterback position with Aaron Rodgers going down, and the Packers historically have been keeping two quarterbacks under Mike McCarthy. They've got Flynn, Tolzien. You want to think they'll keep three, but that could be a number where they may have to cut one there, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I have no clue right now what the Packers are thinking, whether they're going to keep two, whether they're going to keep three. Because, if they keep three, then that means keeping one less player at another position that they might want to keep. And after, some of these young guys kind of break out in the game as they did Saturday night, it's tough to say goodbye to them at the end of training camp when you cut down to 53 players.
The Packers continue their preseason against the Rams, a matinee this Saturday, 3 o'clock, and we'll take a look at more position battles as well. Who impressed you that maybe otherwise you weren't expecting or that you were hoping to see have a good game and they did? Who impressed you Saturday night?
Well, I think some of the nicest contributions to the team from the game against the Titans were from the running back position. With Eddie Lacy out of the game, James Starks got the start. And all he did is put the team on his back the first drive of the game. Out of the first eight plays of the game, he had six carries. This was in the monsoon-like conditions, downpour, where they would have had a tough time passing the ball even if they tried. Well, they didn't need to because James Starks just rumbled down the field all on his own and averaged over 7 yards a carry, scored the very first touchdown of the game. And then in the second half, they come out, and Rajon Neal, an undrafted rookie out of the University of Tennessee, did his best James Starks impression, did the same thing, put the team on his back, carried him down the field to a touchdown to open the second half. So both those guys really impressive. Backup running backs for the Packers, guys who might spell Eddie Lacy this season.
Yeah, you always forget about James Starks, but when the Packers need him, he's been there the last 4 or 5 years, so good to see him get an opportunity again on Saturday night. Anybody kind of leave you feeling underwhelmed by their performance week one preseason?
Underwhelmed. Well, Matt Flynn, of course, kind of just didn't do much, leading the team at quarterback. And then the fourth string if Aaron Rodgers would have played. Chase Reddick just kind of looked young and unprepared. Of course, the quarterback position is the hardest to play out of any on the field. There's so much on his plate. He just was, overwhelmed in his first NFL game. And then, again, it's not really maybe all that fair to criticize him considering, he gets the least reps in practice and he's the youngest guy at the position has so much on his plate that it'd be tough to expect him to do all that well. But you could just tell he's behind the curve more than the others at this point in the process. It'll be tough for him to make the Packers roster.
Talking with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Of course, the Packers are back. The preseason continues this Saturday. They've got the Rams, 3 o'clock. We'll have the coverage at 1 o'clock right here on K107.1. Lastly, Brian, some of the biggest additions for the Packers this 2014 season have come on defense the way of the draft with Ha Ha Clinton Dix and free agency signing Julius Peppers. What did we see from them, or was it too small of a sample size to really determine anything?
It was a little bit small. I think Julius Peppers played 10 plays Saturday night. It was good just to see him in a green and gold uniform for the first time. Packers, of course, being kind of vanilla a little bit in what they're, you know, giving looks. You know, they're not going to show any exotic blitzes or anything they're going to use in the regular season. So Julius Peppers probably wasn't asked to do, you know, a whole lot of things that he sure might do in the regular season. But, you know, it was a good debut to see him out there for the first time. With Ha Ha Clinton Dix, a little bit different situation, seeing as he's a rookie. They really want to get him prepared and ready. He played the entire first half of the game at safety. I'll tell you what, he got kind of a welcome to the NFL moment when Titans' Dexter McCluster kind of ran him right over kind of early in the game. Clinton Dix kind of failed to wrap him up for a tackle. But that might have sent a little message, because it seemed that from that point forward, he really had a good game, seemed to be in good position, had a nice pass breakup of the ball later on. So a decent debut for Clinton Dix.
The Packers losing to the Titans again. It's preseason. It doesn't matter unless you have an addiction to gambling. They take on the Rams this Saturday, 3 p.m. We'll have the coverage at 1. We'll talk to Brian again on Friday and preview that contest. Brian, we'll talk to you then. Have a great rest of the week.
Sounds good. Take care.